Brazos Valley Bombers skipper Trey Pores. Coach, you guys just sewed up the fifth straight TCL title here at the Brazos Valley, but I know for you, it's your first. What does it feel like?
It's hard to describe right now. I don't think it's exactly set in. In every one of these playoff games, there were so many key moments that tilted it back and forth. And for us to have, the big hits there at the end and come through is really special. I couldn't be more proud of this group of guys than I am right now.
And for Ryan getting that game-winning RBI, I think I was telling Kyle Yeomans earlier, this is the fifth one that I've been a part of, but I think this is the first one I've ever experienced that was a walk-off
really?
For the championship. So that's just something extra, and the feelings behind that, and how proud are you of Ryan getting the big hit?
Well, it was the ninth walk-off of the year for us, I believe. So, it just shows you these guys have done it all season long in this fashion. But, for Benny especially, you look at the different type of guys that you have to bring in, and Benny was a guy that originally, we're going to have you in for the first couple weeks and see where it goes, and he really proved his spot, and things work out a certain way, and you look up, and he played such a key role for us all season long. You can't ask for a better kid and a better person. So coachable, so just wants to win, plays with emotions, his emotions on his sleeve all season long, so I couldn't be happier for number three. Arkansas Little Rock really got a good one.
And I know Jared Mang has kind of been dubbed Mr. Bomber by some of the guys, and he comes home sliding in to score that winning run. So, obviously great for everybody, but you got to love it for that guy too.
Yeah, Jared, obviously a member of my alma mater, so really proud of him. This is great, and you see all these big moments getting prepared for school, some moments bigger than others. So to see them come through and I tell them, no matter if it's at school, the College World Series, and professional baseball, anytime you have a chance to win a championship, it's special. And to see these guys work so hard, and then specifically for Jared to come sliding home with the winning run was really, really neat to see.
You guys made your bread and butter on pitching and defense. The defense, obviously, the pitching did as well, but the defense, especially Dalton Stark there in center field, gunning out what would have been the go-ahead run in the top of the ninth. Also made a great play, I think, in the first inning. So just overall, Dalton, a fantastic night defensively.
How about it, too? With two outs and the guy running on the pitch from second base, you got to think there's probably a 5-10% chance of him throwing him out. But having been with Starkey all year long and knowing what type of arm he has, for him to make that throw to the plate was really special. And then Christian applied the tag on the money. I don't think I've heard this place, Nutribolt, as loud as it was for that final hit that won the championship or that throw out at the plate. Just really big-time baseball from a lot of big-time baseball players.
I haven't touched a little bit on your feelings about getting the championship this year, but when you came in, you set out to kind of make your own mark in the history for the Bombers. Now that you've done that, how fulfilling does that feel?
It's incredible. Like I told these guys from the beginning of the year, from the very first practice back in late May, that this is their opportunity to write their page in the history books of Bombers baseball. They've been doing it all summer long, and I just couldn't be more happy for them to write this final paragraph, page, whatever you want to call it, and have it be a walk-off victory to win the championship.
Thanks, Trey.
Thank you.